Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 FY16 results conference call of Premier Explosives Limited, hosted by S Ancial Global Solutions Private Limited. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Saurabh Mbatelkar. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Harsh. I, on behalf of S Ancial Global Solutions, welcome you all to Premier Explosives Limited Q3 FY16 earnings conference call. We have with us Mr. C. Subba Rao, CFO, and retired Colonel Vikram Mahajan, Marketing Director of the company, on the call. I now hand over the call to Mr. C. Subba Rao. Over to you, sir.
Hello. Good morning or good afternoon. I welcome everyone to third quarter financial year 2016 results conference call of Premier Explosives. Net sales for this quarter stood at 481.7 million. That is an increase of 31%. The operating profit for the quarter was 48.4 million, an increase of 82% year-on-year. Operating margin during this quarter stood at 10%, an increase of 283 basis points. Profit before exceptional items and tax was 29.5 million, an increase of 104.9% year-on-year. PAT, including income from exceptional item, stood at 18.5 million. That is a growth of 85% year-on-year. PAT margin grew by 113 basis points to 3.8% in this quarter. During the quarter, explosive business grew by 28%, defense products went up by 52.2%, and the services business is relatively static at 6.4% growth. Current order book of the company stands at about 1,590 million for explosives, 787 million for the defense products, and 311 million for services. This is the basic information on the results. Details, I hope you have gone through. Sorry that there might have been some delay in uploading the presentation in the website. Now, I open this call for discussion. You are welcome.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question, please press star and one on your touch-tone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, please press star one to ask your questions. Our first question is from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, sir, can you just repeat your order book?
1,590 million for explosives.
Okay.
787 million for defense.
Okay.
311 for services.
Okay. Sir, can you just give some update on your recent MOU with Israel Aerospace?
Yeah, our Mr. Vikram Mahajan, our Director of Marketing, will take that question.
Okay, I'm Colonel Vikram Mahajan. As you must be aware that we have entered into a MOU with the IAI of Israel, right?
Yeah.
So the strength of IAI is into electronics and the front end of the missile. They're very strong in the electronics portion and the guidance systems and control systems. And the strength of Premier Explosives Limited is in rocket motors or propellants, those kind of those back-end portion of the missile. So we are looking at the futuristic opportunities that are likely to arise in the Indian market for the missile systems or for per se the missiles. So we are likely to work together and see what are the opportunities that come across and where we can work together to take advantage of each other's strength. So is my answer clear, or you want any other details on this?
Okay, so anything finalized, like any product or capacity for this?
No, not yet. We have not finalized anything right
Okay. And apart from this JV, in last 1 year we have got many approvals for different kind of products. So is there any plan finalized for the capacities for those products?
See, just to give you a brief about what we intend doing. If you the defense sector can be divided into two basic things. One are the platforms. Like you can say aircraft is a platform, ship is a platform, tank is a platform, and a gun is a platform. Right?
Yeah.
As a company, Premier Explosives Limited, we will not get into platforms as of today. We cannot say about the future, but as of today, we are not likely to get into the platform because we don't have the strengths over there right now. But anything which is fitted on the platform is our strength. You have missiles which are fitted on the aircraft or on the ships or on the ground. That is our strength. You would have ammunition to be fired from guns. That would be our strength. You would have other things which are required for the defense sector. That would be our strength. Right? So keeping in mind what is our futuristic plan, we have gone in for various licenses. So if you have seen the site and if you kept track of the licenses that we are applying for, those have been purposely applied with this view that what we are doing right now and where do we intend to go in the next 3 to 5 years. So we would basically be getting into ammunition and we'll be basically doing rockets, missiles, bombs, mines. All these things we'll be doing in the near future.
Okay, so nothing is finalized for, like we have to build the capacity for those products, obviously. So any CAPEX plan or anything finalized?
See, it is, we are discussing with various foreign companies. We are in negotiations and we are in discussions with various foreign companies for various products. So they are at various stages of discussions.
Okay.
So as and when the CAPEX plan arises, we will see how the money is to be raised, whether we can raise it in-house or we need to go out and raise it and how we do it exactly.
Okay.
But yes, we are in various stages of discussions with various companies.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Abhijit Vara from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for taking my question. So my first question is, your order book has been falling consecutively for 3 continuous quarters. If you give some color, you know, as to, apart from obviously defense, which is maybe bulky in nature, what's happening on explosives, and some color on the near term and as well as medium term for the order book.
Yeah, basically the orders of, say, Coal India, they will give orders for 2 years. So until, as the time progresses, that order gets executed and we have to wait for another cycle. So as long as our business comes from Coal India and Singareni Collieries, it will be like this. And defense also, whatever the Akash orders and all that, we are executing, so it is coming down. We have to wait for the next round. About the orders, maybe our future orders, Vikram Mahajan will tell you.
See, I'll just elaborate on this thing. Like Coal India, Neyveli and Singareni, these are organized sectors. And as you are aware, they generally float a tender for a duration of 2 years or 3 years, right? So when you see your order book, you would see that there's an order for, say, X amount. Out of X amount, every quarter some amount would be booked or executed. So your order book will keep falling. But this is a cyclic process, and we are well aware of this, and we are tuned to this kind of a system. So every 2 years or 3 years, there will be a tender. We'll participate in that. We will win some. We may lose some. So we need to be very careful in our understanding how aggressive we need to be and how much of order we need to take. So that's a company policy which we take. So to us, that is not a very critical issue, or that is not a very challenging issue right now.
That is how the market works.
That is how the market works. If you see, this is how it will work for even most of the explosive industry across the country.
Sure. For the current order book, what is the execution period, sir?
Yeah, out of this, maybe 45 to 50 crores will be executed in the rest of the year, that is 3 months now. And maybe 150 crores will be in the next financial year.
Sure. So my second question is, in the presentation you have shared, slide number 13.
Uh-huh.
You have spoken about various key strategies and way forward.
Mm-hmm.
In that you have mentioned, you know, formed a JV with Kalyani Group to participate in the indigenization of defense products, capacity expansion, technology tie-ups,
mm-hmm.
exports, and you know, you acquired 250 acres of land. If you can just spend 2-3 minutes on this particular slide, help us, you know, understand what is it that you are trying to achieve in near-term, medium-term as a company, what is the focus, how much will be the capex entailed, and the progress made.
Okay, I think your question can be divided into 3-4 things.
Yeah.
So first thing is land. Let's tackle the first thing, which is the simplest. As you know, acquiring land in India is a very difficult and a very time-consuming process. Right? You want to set up. You want to set up anything else. I wanted to today. I want to set up an ammunition plant. I need land for that. If I decide today to set up a plant, I start acquiring land, I would take at least a year or 2 years from that. So my whole process gets delayed by about 2 years. So as a company, we have done a strategic forward thinking, and we have already started acquiring land. We have now a substantial chunk of land with us, and which we understand is enough to meet our requirement for next 2-3 years or maybe 5 years, right? So whatever projects which we are investigating coming up in the next 2 years or 3 years, we feel we have the sufficient land for that. Our land acquisition is an ongoing process with our company. We understand that we require large chunks of land, and we are continuing on that. Perfectly fine. So this point we can close.
Yes, sir. How much was spent on acquiring this 250 acres?
Maybe we wouldn't like to divulge the figure. Let us not talk of figure of this thing over here. The second point is JV with Bharat Forge. See, JV with Bharat Forge was formed about a year or year and a half ago, and there are different opportunities which are coming up in the defense sector in the near future, which are coming up. So we are already working with Bharat Forge on those opportunities. And the things are progressing pretty satisfactorily over there.
What was this opportunity, sir, if you can just give us flavor? This will be again, probably ammunition for whatever...
If you take strength of Bharat Forge strength is into metal parts and machining and all those things.
Yeah.
Right? And we are very strong in explosives, ammunition, propellants, chemicals. So, you take ammunition per se. Ammunition would consist of maybe 2 or 3 things. One is explosive, one is metal part, and one is a propellant. Right? And maybe a fuse over there. So, you have a strength of Bharat Forge which matches perfectly fine with our strength, and our strength matches perfectly fine with Bharat Forge. So, there are ample opportunities where we both of us can go together and work and capture the market. So, that's a JV which we feel is pretty good. If you are able to get some business over there, yes, it will fructify very well. Am I clear, or you want some more clarification on this now?
Sure, sir. Probably I'll get come back later on the same
yeah.
point. But if you can just...
Let me add this point, actually. Basically, this ammunition or these products are not made in India so far. Maybe Arnold's factory may be making something, but private sector is not there at all in... ammunition. Government wants to say like indigenization and all that. In that process, quotations or tenders are coming. Any party participating in the tender is on the strength of their technical and financial. But setting up the plant, nobody is having. Any participant in the tender, they have to put up a plant and then supply. So that is common for all the participants. So we are one of them. So as of today, let us not assume like say if we are quoting for say normal explosives for mining, that is based on our existing client. But for this ammunition, it is based on even setting up of the project is in the future. Tender is like that. So for the time being, let us not assume something will happen, production will start within 1 year. Setting up any project after getting the quotation only, we will start that process.
Yeah, but this will be predominantly probably for guns only, right?
Yeah, it is ammunition. Guns is again like...
We are talking to them for various products that are required for the defense. It could be ammunition, it could be rockets, it could be missiles, could be everything else. Wherever a mechanical part or a machining part or a metal is required, there the Bharat Forge comes in, and wherever explosives and propellants are required, there we come in.
Okay.
Right. And regarding those MOUs and JVs which you are talking about with other maybe international companies, see, what happens is defense has got a very, it's got an entry barrier in technology. Today, if you want to make an ammunition, say you want to make a 23mm ammunition or 40mm ammunition, or you want to make a missile, you just can't do it because you don't have the technology. And for developing that technology, it takes maybe years and years together, and you still may not be able to develop it. So the best route is either you start developing it yourself or you form a JV with an international company and start doing it. So where the technology will take transfer to you, you will indigenize that technology also, you may do some improvements in that technology, and then become a critical or an important player in the Indian industry. So that is why we need to talk to the international companies and ensure that we are in the right areas to tackle the or to take on the right opportunities which are coming along.
This is for both India as well as global markets.
Yes, we are trying to see that, but to us, Indian market right now is the most important thing, because personally, to my mind, what Mr. Modi has done is making India is the best thing that has happened to the country in the last number of years.
Right.
It's opened up a complete game of business opportunity for us, and more important than that, the defense services become self-reliant on our products only. And mark you, our quality of the products is as good or maybe better than what the international companies can supply.
Sir, when you are saying TOT, you already have the technology to manufacture explosives, ammunition, all these things.
No, we have the technology to manufacture explosives, but say if I have to supply a 30mm ammunition, I don't have the technology to supply 30mm ammunition.
Okay.
See, the cartridge itself, the ammunition itself, the technology is very different. The metallurgy is very different. The base would require a harder metal, and the top end would require a very soft metal, which is a very very difficult and a very critical technology. So how do you get it? So that is what I'm saying. In the case of ammunition, we actually need to tie up with the foreign companies to get the technology and set up plants in India. But yes, we are seriously talking to a lot of companies, and there is a serious thought going on in that. There are serious discussions, and we are very hopeful. As a company and as an individual myself, I'm very hopeful.
Sure. So the last point on export opportunities.
Yes. See, export opportunities can be taken. You're talking about defense or only exports? You're not talking about commercial explosives for exports right now?
No, only defense as of now.
Defense, okay. Now, defense exports can happen in two ways. One is the offset of opportunity. See, when a company does international company does a order worth 300 crores, they have to meet some defense obligation, offset obligations. So what they do is they are procuring certain items from us. They could procure certain items from us, and those items can be used back for the Indian products, or that can be used in their global supply chain. Right? So I'm happy to say over here that we have already secured an order for with one of the international companies for meeting their offset obligation, and also maybe we are the items being supplied by us could be in their the product which will they will supply in the international market. So this is an indirect way of becoming an exporter, right? The direct way is that you compete against international companies and compete in the tenders for other countries. I presume that is still a step away. We won't be that big a player in the next few years to do that. But yes, that is our aim and that is our desire. We desire to be an international company in the next few years to be able to meet the requirement of other defense forces besides India. But yes, that is a very difficult step and a major step to be taken.
Thank you. Abhijit, can you please come in the queue?
Yeah, yeah, sure.
We'll take the next question from the line of Arun Karthik from Karvi Stockbroking. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. In the explosives order book, can you just split it between bulk and packaged explosives?
You see, packaged explosives will not have generally the order book in the sense that will order will come and we will place it. It is not like a Coal India kind of thing. It goes more through trade and something through export.
Alright, sir. So this is more, almost everything is from bulk
explosive? Yeah, major part will come from bulk explosive. And of course, some detonator, some fuse, all that will be there. But the major part is bulk only.
So I can assume like more than 80% or something like that?
Yeah, at least 75%, let us say, will be the bulk.
Alright, sir. Sir, average ammonium nitrate prices for 9 months would be?
That's it. I don't know, but it is actually being played by importers and say local manufacturers. So nowadays importation has become more possible compared to last year. It is happening after the sanctions are lifted on Iran. Again, it has fallen down during the last maybe 10 days or whatever.
See, what we have done is as a company, we have this year, we have in the last quarter or something, we have gone in for import of AN.
Right.
We understand the imported price of AN finally is slightly lesser than what we are getting in India.
Okay.
So this is being streamlined by us. I will not say that we are able to meet, say, 50% of our AN requirement. But yes, we are able to meet certain percentage of our requirement. Going forward, we will like to increase the import of AN if the price differential remains so, and meet a bulk of the AN requirement from imports.
Okay. Would be like any ballpark number at like factory gates, what would be the landing cost or something like that? Ammonium nitrate per ton?
We would like to divulge the rate at which we are buying, but we can certainly say yes, it is it's certainly cheaper than what we are getting in the Indian market.
Right.
Because this is the figure at which we are importing would be slightly a confidential figure with us.
Alright, sir. At least like blended prices are also not possible.
No, leave that question.
Okay. Not a problem, sir. And sir, did the prices of detonators like recover in the market?
Yes, sir, there is a slight movement in the trade market now. Detonators is basically in the trade market.
Mm-hmm.
We are understanding that the prices of detonators are slightly firming up.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the season, that means February, March, April, May is the season when the prices should firm up and go slightly high. And we are already seeing the green shoots of the prices going up slightly over there. And I'm a little positive about the whole thing becoming better in the next 3 to 4 months.
Well, any number that you could put, sir? Around like above 4 or like 4.5, something like that?
Oh, what? What is what you're saying? The price of the generator?
Yeah.
we don't tell our competitors the price we select.
That is too far anyway.
Sir, in the defense, can you just break it up between Akash and Pinaka? Did we get the Pinaka order, sir?
See, Pinaka, there are two models. One is Pinaka 1 and one is Pinaka 2.
Absolutely.
Right? Pinaka 1 is already in the production stage.
Mm-hmm.
The Pinaka 1 requirement is totally presently being met by Ordnance Factory, Itarsi.
Uh-huh.
In that case, Itarsi is Ordnance Factory is the integrator.
Mm-hmm.
So the rocket motor is being supplied by Itarsi.
Right.
We are the second source for Pinaka 1.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But as of today, Ordnance Factory has not bought even a single motor from us.
Okay.
So we have the technology, we have the capacity, we have everything ready with us.
Right.
So what we understand is that the present requirement of the army is being met by Ordnance Factory Itarsi.
Okay.
So in case there is any future increase of the requirement by the Indian Army, which Ordnance Factory Itarsi is unable to meet,
okay,
maybe then we come into picture.
So
that is one.
Two also, like we have got the approval and we have the product line approved.
So in, no, I was just coming to that also.
Okay.
Now in the case of Pinaka 2, we had got a developmental order, which we have executed. And if you are aware of the news that are happening, that keep coming on the TV also, the Pinaka 2 was fired in Pokhran sometime back, where our rocket motors are fired.
Right.
And we have got the report that our rocket motors have performed exactly what they were supposed to do.
Okay.
They were perfectly, there was a perfect performance by rocket motors and it was a good performance.
Right.
We have got an appreciation letter also to that effect.
Okay.
So now I understand that the Pinaka 2 is slightly at the design stage. The design has to be finalized and firmed up and sealed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the government has, or the Indian Army has to say, okay, this is what we require. And there's no other modification or changes required in that. And then if they place the order, we'll get the order. So we are now awaiting the next move by the government and the Indian Army.
Okay. Sir, Akash missiles in the 787 defense order book.
Sorry, can you be louder here, please? Akash, you said something? Order book?
Yeah, yeah. In the 787 million order book, what is the composition of Akash missiles?
We will not like to divulge that, but yes, it's an ongoing business with us.
Yeah.
And as you know, India's definition of missiles, we don't have any missiles of our own, except maybe now Akash and a few others.
Mm-hmm.
So we see a good opportunity over there. So we understand the business, the orders will keep flowing in.
Right.
And we are not worried about that.
Okay, sir. Sir, one more thing, like the run rate for Akash missile in general has crossed over 500. At least that has happened in the...
You're asking the same question by turning around.
It is much more than that, don't worry.
Okay, fine, not a problem.
It's much more
and,
than...
The two service contracts Kota. Which we had with Jabalpur and Sriharikota, both are renewed?
Yeah, those are, the one with, not Jabalpur, it is,
Jagdalpur.
That has been renewed for 5 years, so I think this is the first year in that.
Okay.
And with ISRO, I think it is about 10 years contract, so this is the...
It is 2016 ending or somewhere 2017 early.
Yeah, 2016 or 2017, the 10 years end, and then there's an option clause to extend it by another 10 years by mutual consent.
Okay.
So we don't foresee any reason why ISRO would say no or why we should say no.
Harold, can you please come in the queue?
Sure.
Thank you. We request the participant to restrict their questions to two per participant. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Kashyap Zaveri from Capital 72 Advisor. Please go ahead.
Order book number, could you repeat that? Explosives, defense and services?
Yeah, 1590 is explosives.
Okay, 159 crores.
Yes, 159 crores.
Right.
78.7 crores for defense.
Okay.
31 crores for the services.
31 crores for the services. Okay. Now, on this, Pinaka 2, and, in terms of Akash also, has the government actually even put in orders for the launching system, or they haven't put in orders for the launching system also?
See, in the case, we should understand one thing.
What would you like to do?
In the case of Akash,
yeah.
Akash is already at the production stage.
Right.
So that means the orders for launchers, everything else would be done.
Okay.
Companies which are already supplying the launchers and everything. Right.
So
they're already a production order, and the order is on for last 3-4 years or something.
Right.
So that will continue.
Okay.
In the case of Pinaka 2,
right.
If they've gone and done the firing, that means the launcher system also would be in place.
I did not
okay.
understand.
Right. And the only thing over there is that it is still in the design stage. Pinaka 2 is still at the design stage.
Right.
When it comes to production stage,
right.
That is the time when the numbers increase.
This is about Pinaka 2?
Pinaka 2.
So when you say launching system should be in place, I mean my question is that are the regiments in the army in place, in terms of X number which probably would be needed, or, they still have only limited launching systems at this point? That's what I wanted to understand, actually.
The army gives a 5 years or 10 years plan.
Okay.
The MOD.
Okay.
Is approved with them that this is how they will convert their regiments to Pinaka 1 or Pinaka systems.
Okay.
So each year, 1 year, one regiment, two regiments, three regiments, four regiments would get converted into Pinakas.
Okay.
So depending on that, the number of launchers and number of rockets would be decided.
Okay.
So that is how the modernization of the army goes ahead.
And with respect to, let's say, per regiment, is there a set number that they would have X many launchers and they would require X many rockets?
Yes, there would be a set numbers.
So would you have that number? Or would you share that number?
I'm not a competent authority to share that. I'm not the one who would be working those numbers. So if I give you some numbers, it could be incorrect or it could be right.
Sure.
I'm not the correct person to give you those numbers.
Sure. And just last question, in terms of, you know, this Barak missile which we have tested with, you know, IAI, again, there, you know, the same procedure would be that, that, you know, there is still regiment conversion to be done and launching systems will come and then the rocket orders will be there.
Yes, that's right.
So they are yet to form regiments, so launchers will be post that and the rockets will be once the launching systems are in place. Would that be right understanding?
See, the development of the missile and development of the launcher system would go hand in hand.
Okay, okay.
You cannot have a missile without the launcher launching system in place.
Right, right.
So I'm not a competent authority again to speak on that, but I will just stick my neck out and just say that. Because
okay.
The moment you you launch a missile, you would have the launcher system also almost in place.
Right, right.
So there shouldn't be, we foresee in that case, there shouldn't be too much of delay there. That
okay.
if you said that my missile is ready, you can't say that my launcher system is not ready.
And the testing is, final state testing got over in December, which was in the newspapers.
No, we are told that is testing is over. I don't know if that is final or not.
Okay.
You should be the best judge on that. Yeah. What we understand or what we have is limited knowledge only on that.
Sure.
So, yes, we have given that missile. There was one firing done in Israel, which was fantastic and which was very good. And then one firing which was done in India, which everybody is aware of.
Right, right.
So that's also come off very well. So we are very gung-ho and very optimistic about the whole thing.
Sure. I'll come back in the queue. I have some questions.
And to us, it's a big achievement because we are primarily concerned with the development or the designing of the propellant with the help of DRDL and DRDO. So
sure.
we take a lot of pride in that.
And if I can squeeze in just one last question, do we still stand by that guidance which we had given in last two calls, which is about 190 crores of revenue for the full year?
I will ask my CFO to tackle this question. It's a difficult
sure.
question. Let him tackle it.
Sure.
Yeah, so far we have made, say, 126 crores or 125 crores.
Right.
So if we assume same third quarter will repeat,
right.
So that will become like 175 kind of thing.
Okay.
So we may stretch to 180, but 190, I guess, is difficult.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. We again request the participant to restrict their questions to two per participant. Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Sagar Gandhi from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you please quantify the opportunity that you will be addressing over next 6 to 12 months? I mean, there have been a lot of capital acquisitions that have gone through from the DAC. So how much of that you will be addressing over the next 6 to 12 months?
This is DAC, maybe very big things. What we are seeing in the newspapers is about, like the other investor was asking, launching systems and all that. All these orders go to, say, Tata, L&T, those kind of people. That is DAC, where the orders for the big numbers are coming.
I will just say like this. Whether those things get translated into actual orders also or not is a moot question. Right? We feel that the opportunity in the defense, if we are able to address even 50% or 60% of what we understand is, for us,
okay.
If we are able to attempt that, it's a big opportunity for us.
And how much that will be, approximate numbers?
Yeah, right. It's difficult for me to say that. I'll just give you a figure over here. I could be wrong in giving this figure, but you please take it this way. We understand that one of the international companies has won an order for BMCS.
Okay.
Right? And the numbers we understand is 10 lakh numbers.
Okay.
And at a rate of about, we understand, you can say, $180, $190, $200, $210, somebody is quoting $210, somebody says $200, somebody gives some figure. Let us take any figure of $200.
Okay.
The $200 into 10 lakh is the number that which we have won our order. So that is just one ammunition of one BMCS.
Right.
And everybody in the country, every company in the country wants to get into BMCS. So do we want to get into that?
Right.
Every you talk to any company in the country who is into defense says we want to do BMCS. So
right.
Does Premier wants to do BMCS. So that is the opportunity only for BMCS I'm talking about.
Right.
Like this, you can talk of different definitions, you can talk of different things. So opportunities are huge. Till now we were giving all this money away to the international companies and foreign companies. Let us give it to the Indian companies and let us see the results. let us be patient. Because defense is a patient business. It's a business where you need to be patient for 3 to 5 years.
Right.
And you all are Indians and we are Indians, and we can assure you that the quality will be second to none. Yes. And the prices would be competitive. Prices would be lesser than them. The deliveries would be better. When the army is fighting in Kargil or any other place, the ammunition will be in place. We will work day and night to provide the ammunition, unlike other people who will put sanctions and everything else. So it is in our own interest to get into defense
right.
production. If we don't do as a nation, we'll be sunk. So what Mr. Modi, the Honorable Prime Minister, has done is a fantastic thing.
Yes,
so we need all your support and all your well wishes and your prayers to be with us.
Thank you
and
so much.
We will succeed. We will succeed. We will succeed. We have no doubts in ourselves.
Thank you and all the best. Yeah.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Karthik Mehta from Sushil Finance. Please go ahead.
Gentlemen, good afternoon. Thank you very much for the opportunity. Hello, Kannar.
Hiya.
Hi, sir. Just a couple of words. One is data point question. I just missed out the second quarter order book number, the last quarter, the previous one. For the explosive defense and services.
Yeah, that is 159 crores for explosives.
Oh, that is for third quarter, right? I am saying second quarter.
Oh, second quarter I didn't keep because anyway that is the past.
Because our order book has been falling, so I just wanted to check the trend. That
yeah, it is falling. That we already explained. I mean, that's the last season. No, as already explained, the order book will be falling because this will be happening in cycles.
Yeah.
Get order for, say, 2 years contract. So until the new contract or order is given, the order size will keep on going down.
I agree. So in that case, sir, our revenue probably next year would be, as of now, we are talking about, let's say, 48 to 50 crore execution in, let's say, fourth quarter. Around 150 crore execution in next financial year. So we have to win the fresh orders at least on the defense front, if not from the explosives, to grow over and above 175-180 crore likely revenue in this financial year.
True.
So that is what the catch is, right?
Yes. I beg to differ with you and I beg to differ with my CFO. We need to win the explosive orders also.
Okay.
We need to win the defense orders also and we need to win the explosive orders also. We will not let any quarters go. We will not let anything go very easily.
No, but
until unless we are making a loss in some business, we will not let it go.
Explosive is like tender base as and when it comes up.
Yeah, so we will be as aggressive or as competent as the other companies.
Only meaning we need to get new orders.
Yes, we need to get the new orders.
Okay. That's what the...
Whole India may come in for the next tender maybe a year down the line. So we'll be as aggressive as anybody else for that tender.
Yeah, that only his question.
Yeah.
All right. And another thing I wanted to know, the export percentage in the 9 month revenue.
Yeah, it will be, I mean, like last year it was around 10 crores.
Right.
This year it may be 12 to 13 crores.
For the full year, you are saying?
Yes.
Okay. And
in the commercial exports, we are likely to do better going forward because we are slightly aggressive over there.
And
so we foresee our company doing slightly better than what we have been doing in the last few years for the export market.
Okay. So this 12 to 13 crore is entirely for the commercial explosive? Or something would be also for defense?
The defense is very small.
Very small. Okay.
This year. Could be the next year it may be a little higher.
Yeah. What could be the offset revenue for this 9 months out of this defense sector revenue of 25.87 crore?
Amount we cannot reveal, but it is like already explained by Mr. Vikram. Some element is there towards offset.
Okay. Okay. And
development comes supply order. Okay. Some of the amounts we have already booked.
Okay.
And balance, so most of it will come in the next financial year.
How do you see this offset? Are you really seeing some sort of inquiry picking up compared to the earlier months and from the offset?
Yes. There's a positive move on that. Offset is a requirement and it is totally necessary also.
Okay.
And yes, the companies are talking to us seriously. And we have already got one offset order.
So it's like, you know, they would have to audit your facility before giving the offset order and all. So this process, every process has been started? I mean...
No, they don't audit our facilities. Yes, they come and visit our facilities. They are generally happy with our facilities. Almost all international companies have visited us.
Okay.
Bearing a few of them. and they've all been impressed and they've all been very keen to work with us. So we are getting inquiries from them, we are getting in touch back with them, and we are seeing how it all also progresses.
And sir, last two questions from my side. On Akash, you said last time that Bharat Dynamics is actually ramping up Akash output. So is it happening?
I'm not recalling what exactly was told, but what I remember is Bharat Dynamics Limited is putting up a new plant. They have taken already land in Andhra Pradesh, but I don't know whether that is for this Akash or LRSAM. Regarding the Akash, yeah, I mean, whatever the orders which we are holding, that will be over by maybe next few quarters, but we are expecting another round of order to take place.
And this Astra and LRSAM, when do you see to be inducted in the forces? Because
our guess could be as good as your guess, yeah.
Okay.
See, anything which is in the design stage, we will not like to comment on that. When it comes to production stage, we will not be able to comment on that. It can happen in next 6 months, it can happen in next 2 years.
So let's say LRSAM has been tested in Israel as well as in India. And
yeah,
it has been successful. So again, there would be some comment to improve, or it would be testing as a final testing. That's what
What we understand is that the design, I think, is being frozen now. So they may go ahead with production in sometime near future. And if some development or some modification has to be taken place, has to take place, then that will take place subsequently.
Okay.
You cannot make a missile and then keep upgrading it without going into production. A lot of money is spent over there. And this is meeting your requirement. This is meeting your QR requirement, what you had set for. So we understand that the missile is meeting the requirements.
And lastly, on the margin front, Mr. Gupta said correctly in the second quarter con call that we should be able to match full year numbers in the by way of better numbers in second half. Already seen in the third quarter. So looking at 45-50 crore sort of quarterly run rate for the fourth quarter, do we see 10-11% sort of margin to be also repeated?
Yeah, let us wait and see. We are doing our best to achieve that.
Okay. But overall, your best margins are yet to come, right? So whatever,
yes.
I mean, other way around, have you seen the worst in the margins and gradually it would see the uptick?
Yeah, right now we are, after this third quarter, we got the more confidence that the margins will improve.
We understand the cycle is turning around, so I think maybe the worst is behind us.
Yeah, because we have seen a lot of lumpiness in our margins on quarterly basis. I understand there is some seasonality, but still there is a lot of lumpiness. So do you see that on steady state basis, we could be looking at least 9% plus sort of number coming up?
Yeah, let us see, like detonators which we were discussing earlier, how much really it can improve, and what is the product mix going to be there in the next coming quarters.
Okay.
Yeah, when the, say, defense contribution is more in the turnover, our margins also will certainly improve.
Right. Thanks a lot.
We are hopeful of the margin improving in the near future.
All right. Thanks a lot. Best of luck, sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question is from Alano Shankar Datta from Kanav Capital. Shankar, please go ahead with the two questions. Thank you.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, out of the current order book of in the entire segment, what is the quantification for the export orders?
Export orders, okay, I mean that this year...
In percentage?
Yeah, okay, I can tell you, out of the total order, approximately 20 crores will be the order book for exports, but most of it will come only next year.
Okay, thank you, sir. It was my question only. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Abhijit Dwara from Sundaram Mutual Fund. Abhijit, please go ahead with the two questions. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, firstly, what is the capex you envisage for the next maybe 15 months or 2 years?
No idea as of now. Because we were discussing already, basically technology, who is the partner, what is the technology, what is the cost of that technology. Those things are to be ascertained and then only we know what is the plant size and all that. So we are still far away.
What would be the budget, sir, at least? If you give us a broad indication.
There is no budget as such.
Okay, sure.
I mean, whatever our regular capex, maybe 3 crores, 5 crores, 7 crores kind of thing may be happening on an annual basis. But for the ammunition and whatever the new products, no ballpark figure also in mind.
Sure. And secondly, you mentioned earlier when I asked for the execution of the order book, you said 50 crores in Q4 and 150 crores next year. If it's 150 crores next year, it will be a decline in revenues. So till when can you receive orders but still execute in the same quarter? As in, suppose say if you receive orders even in Q1, Q2 of next year, can you execute and book revenues in the same year next year? Is that possible?
You see, the orders on hand is say like Coal India, these things. The exports or the trade market for detonators and all that, it will come and it will go. So those things we are not counting in the order book anyway. So whatever we actual sales will be there against what we can't quantify as an order. So 150 is a sale like a firm order, and whatever the trade market sales that will come be executed. So we cannot say, because I am saying say 150 crores next year, so our turnover is going to be 150 only.
Okay, sure, thanks.
The 150 which the CFO is mentioning is only from the trade sector, from the organized sector. See, over there what happens is, if the Coal India contract is finishing in the month of June, prior to that, 3 months or 4 months prior to that, they will initiate the tender system, the next tender. So prior to their tender getting over, the next order would be in hand. So maybe from 1st of July, you will need to execute the next order. So that is how it is taken care of.
Okay, sure, sir. And defense, what will be the revenue guidance for next year?
One second. Yeah, it should be around 40-45 crores. That is, I am not saying the likely sales. I am only saying the aggressive the orders, current orders.
Okay, sure. Thanks.
If we get any additional order, then it can be more.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, please press star 1 to ask your questions. Our next question is from the line of Sameer Narayan from Padani Advisory. Please go ahead.
Yeah, the team, I just wanted to figure out what is the extent of the order book that you say on the explosive side. Now, part of it would be a long-term contracts like coal, etc., Coal India. So out of that 159, would it be right to assume that large portion would be that? So whatever it comes in case of, let's say, in case there is some states give up some mining or something, would that be additional on top of it, or how does it work?
Yes, that will be additional.
So right now this 159, as we understand, it is completely from your long-term arrangements, which would be regular.
Yes, these are the 159 other tenders which we have won and against which we need to supply.
I see. And could you also comment as to how do you see the mining revival? Because, you know, last year pretty much there has been nothing, but after the coal block auction, has some activity started picking up, or how is it like?
Yeah, now it is picking up. We are seeing the pickup in the last month and a half.
Okay, so that's from in terms of people who are already wanting to open existing mines or mines that were closed, or how's it like?
The existing mines which were closed, they have started working now. So they're now approaching us for supplies, or maybe they're going in for smaller tenders. We see those players are slightly, compared to Coal India, the requirement is very less.
I see.
So, yeah, they are going in for requirements.
Okay, and on the defense side, now since obviously you've been in it for some time, how do you see the timeline playing out in terms of, as you said, that the JV with Bharat Forge, so you are right now in the tendering process. So have they told you as to, you know, by when would the tender be finalized, and when would you actually start looking at, you know, setting up facilities and commercializing, etc.?
Yeah, I'm assuming at least 18 months kind of time before we, opening the tender and then finalizing the plans for the CapEx and all that. It should be 12 to 18 months.
Okay, so we've already been a bit strategic in terms of acquiring the land prior to the 2 years. Would that be the right understanding?
No, actually, acquiring the land was actually started maybe 4 years back or 5 years back.
So, in terms of the tender coming through, would you need to acquire more land or how does it work?
No, we will use the existing land for the time being.
See, the kind of facilities or the kind of work we need to do, we may be required to acquire more land.
Okay, so the point I'm trying to get is this 250 acre is what you would have envisaged apart from the Make in India initiative. Is that the right understanding?
Yeah, whether Make in India or whatever, what we did was when we were starting the supply of propellants for the missiles, yeah, we were little confident at that time someday opportunity will grow. But of course, we didn't envisage Make in India or Modi government coming and doing so much of on the defense.
I see.
But certainly we were hopeful that defense is a good area to enter in.
Thank you. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Shankar Datta from Kanak Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity again, sir. So what is the percentage of revenue coming from Coal India?
Yeah, it will be Coal India. If you take bulk explosives and detonators and all that, it may be around 50% or a little more.
In the explosives?
Yeah, overall turnover.
Overall turnover? Yeah, okay. And sir, you said that margin will improve if we increase our sales in defense. So what is the margin, ballpark number for defense, explosive and for services business?
That we cannot reveal anyway. Sorry for that.
Any ballpark number?
No.
So first is the defense and second would be the in margins?
Yeah, certainly it will be in that order.
Defense, explosive and service?
Maybe services, more or less, because services actually will fluctuate depending upon the maintenance requirements at the plants where we are having the contract. And that also, say, when we started the, Shore contract, that was the relatively new machinery at that time. As the time passes, maintenance of the machinery increases, so margins also will keep on fluctuating.
So margin will improve as the machine life...
Maintenance requirements will improve. That means margin will come down.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, please press star 1 to ask your questions. Press star 1 to ask your questions. Our next question is from the line of Dilip Vora from Equity Company. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Hi, Dilip. Good afternoon.
Hello, sir. So yep. What I can understand from this results is that revenue has grown by 19% odd quarter and quarter and 30% odd year on year. So what I understand is, and I wanted to understand from you, is it the volume growth or price growth of the products concerned in the portfolio due to which the revenues has increased this year?
Yeah, actually you can say volume growth because the new Coal India order we got is significantly higher than last year.
But the price is less.
Yeah, but price is very competitive. We have to reduce the price compared to last year.
So Philip,
can you please come in the queue?
Yeah,
thank you. Our next question is from the line of Karishma Kotari from Edelweiss. Please go ahead.
No, sir. Hello.
Yes,
just this Manish Mawar, sir. Just wanted to know, sir, in this year, so for 9 months, how is the industry in explosive industry? I'm talking about how the industry, what was the industry growth, and especially in coal as well as non-coal side?
Yeah, coal side, let us say, even the Coal India is ramping up their production.
Yeah, right.
I think somewhere from mining minister or something, there is.
See, in the case of Coal India itself, what they are asking us is whatever orders they have given, they are almost asking us to supply 120%. That means 20% extra.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so suppose it does, coal in India production was up by, I think, 8%, right, so far, I think, like.
Yes, yes. So what happens is the coal production is picking up. The coal industry per se is, I think, doing well now. So the requirement is more. But what has happened is in the tender which went by, which was somewhere last tender of Coal India, the competition was pretty stiff.
Right.
So the prices have dropped a little.
Okay.
Right.
Well, how much was the price decline as per your assessment total?
Yeah, it is, I think, 8 to 10% was the decline.
8 to 10%. And what about the non-coal side, sir, demand?
Non-coal side also, demand is now picking up. Because the construction activity is picking up, the infrastructure is picking up, so the demand is picking up now.
Okay. So do you see the double-digit growth in the industry, for explosive industry I'm talking about, in this year possible?
Double-digit, yes, it should be there.
It should be there.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will take the last question from the line of Bhupendra Shah from Corporate India. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, I want to know that the 3.70 crore VRS cost which you have taken in this 9 months results, is it everything being covered or there will be some addition in the Q4 also? And how the company will be benefited in financial year 16-17?
Yeah, this is the total amount that was already booked into the expenditure. We are not anticipating any further amount in Q4. Even if something is there, it will be very marginal amount, not a substantial amount.
Okay. And one more thing I want to know about corporate governance. Many times I have observed that we come to know through defense sites, websites. News is already announced. And when it comes to reporting to BSE, we see that our company is reporting very late. So can I know? And sometimes details are also given incomplete. So that is the thing which I humbly request that it should be avoided to the extent possible.
Let me tell you like this.
Yeah.
You may be talking about the maybe say licenses.
Yeah.
You can go to the Government of India site and see who has participated and who has got it.
Yeah.
But we cannot report based on that. When we receive the ink signed copy only, we will update. So the days of internet is much faster. Actually, there is no need to see even the maybe company website. If you are getting all the information from the other sites, then let us leave it there. Because we cannot go by what is available in the market. We will go by when we receive the information authenticated.
But my point is, to the extent possible, it should be in public domain.
Okay, we will.
As soon as possible. That's what my point is.
So we have got your point. I'll just highlight it like this. See, today is a DIPP meeting for licenses which are being considered. Say, 50 licenses are being considered. By evening news, if you put on any channel, you will know how many licenses have been passed and how many licenses have been rejected.
Hmm.
Right. That's the information available to you, available to me also. But I cannot put it on the BSE or the website of my company till I get an ink signed copy with me.
Okay, and another complaint complaint is about incomplete information being reported to BSE. Say for your joint venture with Israeli company, if you go to their site, they have given everything so nicely in detail that what exactly they plan to do going forward with Premier Explosive Limited. The same thing we are.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions in the queue, I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Saurabh Ambaselkar for closing comments.
For Essential Global Solutions, I thank management and all the participants. Thank you.
Mr. Saurabh, just a question. While actually that person is still on the line, why this was disconnected?
Hello. We can disconnect the line, sir.
No, no, that person who is asking about the Israeli order and all that, he was still talking to us, but this was the cutoff suddenly. Why it should happen?
We can stop this afterwards.
No, no, it will give a wrong sense to him that we are avoiding the question. He should not have cut this. He didn't complete his question actually.
Sir, it was time. It was 1 o'clock, so
Yeah, then at least there should be some beep that time is getting over. Otherwise it will give way, especially when he's a little making sensitive comment.
Mm-hmm.
If this happens, that feeling will be further aggravated.
Okay, sir. No,
you should have told him maybe 5 minutes back that the time is getting over. Within 5 minutes, this will be automatically cut off.
Because his perception is slightly different. We need to change his perception. We need to exactly tell him what the management is doing. Because corporate governors, I think we are very open and we are very transparent.
Right, sir, right.
So we need to put his concerns at rest.
Okay, sir.
He should not go back thinking that we are trying to hide something or like that. It's not that.
Sure, sir.
So in case we can talk to him, we'll just want to answer.
Yeah, if you can give his number,
we will talk to him.
Yeah, please, can you connect through, I mean, it may not be through this conference call, even if it is a normal line. Can you connect to us, please, right now?
We have the line for Bhupinder Shah, Corporate India, connected again.
Yes, speaking.
Yeah, sorry, actually, I was understanding the time is over and it was disconnected by...
Yeah, I also felt bad about that.
Yeah, that's why I was telling them it should not be happening like this.
Sir, we want to assure you that we, as a company, we are totally transparent and very honest company in our reporting. Sir. We don't report anything wrong and we don't report anything under.
No, but still you are making a general comment. You have not still replied to my specific question about Israeli joint venture. If you go to their site, they have given everything in detail. One can appreciate, and I am proud that I know Premier Explosive Limited, who is an Indian company. But when it comes to your side and reporting to BSC, I am not seeing the same spirit. I am not doubting your bona fide, but I am not seeing the same thing. If they can openly, publicly, they can put in public domain at their side, then why at least our company is not reporting in the same spirit to BSC? Let everybody know. No? Let it be in the knowledge of everyone. That's what my point is.
We have not seen the site of the IA and
kindly go through it, and I'll appreciate if you can come back to me on that.
We
and in future
that.
Also for anything, I mean, let it not be restricted to 5 to 7 people. Let it be to the knowledge of public. What is there?
So we
are doing well. Then why we should hide?
No, sir. We are not certainly reporting to any 4 or 5 people. We whatever is told is told to everybody, sir. And secondly, I just want to put over here, sir, in defense, it's a slightly sensitive issue, sir. So what we are doing, we want to not tell too much because then the competitors are there. It's a very competitive environment. You will understand that.
By sitting here, I can go through their side. You know what is their size of business and what they are in the world today. It's a multinational company. And they can openly go and put everything at their side. And why we cannot...
We will have a look at their site. We will see what they have put.
I'll appreciate if you can just revert back to me on that. It will give me a lot of satisfaction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
Thank you. As there are no further questions in the queue, I would like to hand the conference over to Mr. Saurabh Mobile for closing comments. Thank you.
I think all the doubt is clear now. On behalf of Essential, I thank management and all the participants.
Thank you, Saurabh. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Saurabh. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Essential Advisors, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us. You may now disconnect lines.